What's up, YouTube? This is Cooking with Doug. And today I'll be making spaghetti with meat sauce in my Power Pressure Cooker XL. Let's look at my ingredients real quick. We got, this was supposed to be ground turkey, but I guess I looked too quick. Ground chicken is fine. I've never had that, so I'm interested to see how that's gonna taste, but I'm sure it'll taste pretty similar. I'm not finicky with spaghetti. I'll eat it with rotisserie chicken, ground beef, ground turkey. I could care less. This is my sauce. I'm only using one can, garlic and onion. This is my spaghetti, one onion. I will be using one packet of this Saison Goya to help season my meat. Got my lemon pepper right here. I got cayenne pepper, and I've got, what's this, Parmesan salt? Oh, Parmesan garlic, okay. So, and then I have actually I'm not gonna use this. I'm just gonna get some salt. Let me get my salt. That's my salt. I thought it was Parmesan salt. So since it's Parmesan garlic, I'll just use that salt. So let's go ahead and turn on my pressure cooker so we can get the browning phase on. I think this will be done in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to click that. I'm going to adjust the time. I think 15 minutes is enough. Cool. Guys, make sure you have an extra bag out to throw your scraps away. Right now I got my the onions that I'm not using in there. Chop the onions in my Ninja Chopper. Should be good enough. All right, guys. About to put a little bit of vegetable oil in there, just so that the meat doesn't stick. Just, I guess, about 2 caps full, not too much. Alright, I tasted some and it's seasoned to my liking. Has a nice little spicy kick to it. Not too salty. Yeah. Let some of the oil cook out a little bit before I start putting the spaghetti sauce in there. Look, smelling really yummy. Really yummy. You know what? For fun, I'm gonna put some Parmesan cheese on there, on my meat. I forgot I like to do that. Haven't made spaghetti in a while. I'm just gonna pour some of that on there, mix it up. Then I'm gonna put my spaghetti sauce in there. Yeah. Oh yeah, we're ready now. We are ready now. See that? That means you're ready. Let's go ahead and pour this in. fry it all that up. Fry all of that up. Go ahead and mix that in. Then we're gonna add some water. I'm gonna do a, well, actually I'm gonna put my spaghetti in and mix that in first. Cause I wanna make sure my liquid is covering the spaghetti. That's what I wanna make sure. At this point, you wanna change your pressure cooker to keep warm mode. Cause stuff, tomato sauce will be squirting everywhere. You don't want that. So go ahead and put your spaghetti in. Okay, got all my spaghetti in. I'm gonna put a can of water in for my tomato sauce. Let's fill that up with water and see how that goes. So I'm gonna mix it around, and if my pasta is not covered, then I need to add more. Gonna add a little bit more water till, just to make sure the pasta is completely covered. This is what it looks like. Just lock the cover, and I'm gonna make sure it's on the right setting here. It's important. Okay, that's good. So I'm gonna go ahead and reset it again. To 15 minutes. There we go. So we're just waiting right now for it to, for the pressure to rise and all that stuff. Cool. About 5 minutes have passed. Yeah, you hear that? It's about ready. So any time now, you're going to see the timer change into the 15 minutes. Alright, there it is. See you in 15 minutes. You know, something in my heart tells me that 10 minutes should be enough for this. So I'm gonna go ahead and let it out now. I'm gonna go to keep warm. It's almost done, guys. Let's see what we got, guys. That's my bread. Ah, man, it's way too saucy than I thought it would be. So, maybe not. Maybe it might not be. Let's see. I knew some of them would be stuck together a little bit, but it's not looking. Okay, well, it's coming through. Okay, this might could work. Okay, so guys, if I were to do this again, I probably would go closer to 15 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. This is good. You could do 12 minutes if you. No, it's not watery. It's not watery. It's actually good, guys. Let's get you a closer look. It looked watery at first, but it's not. Actually, not bad. Put some more Parmesan cheese on it. And we'll plate it. So actually 10 minutes is on the money, because I think if you did any longer, you'd have started to burn like the meat or something. Yeah. So 10 minutes. It's either use less water, which I wouldn't do. I mean, the way I had it is easy to measure. Alright, so we got the cheese in there. And I took it out the pressure cooker. Took the pot, because you can remove the pot out the pressure cooker. And so that's what I did. Looks absolutely yummy. Okay, so let's get it on the plate. It's 10 minutes. Nothing in there. Nothing stuck. That's awesome. That is awesome. Let's go ahead and give it a try. Tastes pretty good, guys. Only thing I would do different that you guys should do, I would use more sauce. It looks like it has enough sauce, but actually it doesn't. But it does taste good. In fact, if you don't like saucy spaghetti, this is perfect. I actually do like saucy spaghetti, but I didn't want to overdo it. So I wouldn't say 2 cans. I'd kind of say 1.5 cans or like maybe one big can. Yeah. Of spaghetti sauce would do it. This tastes good though. I mean, it tastes good. 10 minutes is fine. Anything over, you would probably start burning your meat. The spaghetti came out fine. So 10 minutes, a big can of spaghetti or 1.5 cans of regular spaghetti. I think the water ratio, as long as it's covering your pasta with the spaghetti sauce in there, I think you'll be good. 10 minutes, no longer, and you'll be fine. Season the meat to your liking. Make sure you taste it to your liking, and you should be good to go. But anyway, this is Cooking with Doug. Hit like if you like it. Hit me up with any comments, any suggestions to my viewers that can help them and help me when we make this again. And if anything, thanks for looking at my video, and I'm out.